Joining us on our morning show is Maggie May. We're looking forward to your show coming up on Sunday, Maggie.
Well, hi there. Yes, I'm excited to be returning to Richland Center.
Awesome. And have you been pretty busy here as of late?
We did a couple Christmas shows. And so, yeah, we're always busy around this time of year. But we hadn't done a few shows for last year was the first time we were in Richland Center for a long time. And so we're glad that we're carrying on the tradition to do it again.
Yeah, a lot of people commented on how much they enjoyed your show last year, and it sounds like you're back by popular demand.
Yay! Well, it sure is a nice auditorium, and I'm anxious to see their new seats that they have put in there.
Oh, yeah, they are wonderful, no doubt. So let's talk a little bit about the holidays and what the holidays, what this time of year means to you.
Well, what it means is a busy time, and I'm sure it is for everybody else, too. You know, it just brings back so many memories of growing up on the farm in Toma and being with family, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, when you're singing some of these Christmas songs, you probably have flashbacks, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, I got some good ones. Yes, yep, we grew up in a big family, 10 kids, and I'm number 9, and so I always have some great, great memories of getting nothing for Christmas, you know, not nothing, but small things for Christmas that meant a lot.
Oh, I thought you meant you were naughty. You got nothing for Christmas. but I know what you mean, you know, in a big family. And I'm guessing there were probably more homemade gifts and things of that variety, right?
There sure were. Yep. I had one great story, and I always tell this at my shows. But one year, I think I was in 9th grade, and it had snowed, and it was an ice storm the whole week before. And I wasn't able to buy or get to town to get a present for my mom and dad, and I felt pretty bad about it. And I remembered I had a poster board from art class under my bed, and I dug it out about 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve night, and I laid on my floor, and I drew my mom and dad a family tree. And to this day, they're both passed away now, but I cherish that so much.
Oh, that is awesome. What a great gift. Do you still have it?
I do.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Were there songs? Was there singing at your family Christmases?
Yes, my mother was the only one that was musical in our family. And shame on us kids, we never listened to her play the piano. But as we grew older, we realized the value of how wonderful a talent that was. And so when Christmas time would come around, she'd hand out the words to all the Christmas songs, and we'd have to stand around and sing it while she played the piano.
Oh, wow. Great, great memories. I mean, that's old school. We used to go to neighbors' houses where they would have the piano and sing along and play, and I just don't think there's enough of that anymore.
Is there? Oh, I would love to do something like that. That's true.
Yeah. Is there a certain song that harkens back or brings back memories?
Well, it's a newer song, but it's called Bluegrass White Snow, and it just reminds me, in the song, it talks about an old pot-belly stove. And on the farm when we were growing up, we had a wood stove in the kitchen. And boy, oh boy, that thing, we huddled around and dried our jeans for school. That stove was a big part of our household.
Yeah, isn't that something, how music and sights and sounds and even smells kind of take you back, don't they?
Absolutely.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about the show and what you have lined up for this year, what folks will see on Sunday, Maggie.
Yes, well, we're going to, of course, do some Christmas music, and we're going to have some great country music, and I'll do some yodeling. And we do have a little bit of a change up on the lineup. The last month has been a little tough, but you know what? Sometimes things come crashing down in your life, and I just have wonderful people around me that are able to pick us up and figure out how to do this. We had one of our band members pass away in the last month and a half here, and then we also had everyone's wanting to see Eric Knopfsinger, and he is not going to be at the show. He fell out of his tree stand, and he got injured, and so he's in recovery right now, and he's doing well. I talked with him this morning, and he's on the road to recovery, but boy, it was a pretty bad fall.
Oh, man. You talk about bad luck, and when it rains, it pours for you.
It sure did. And, you know, bless the rest of the band. They just kicked in and said, you know what, Maggie? You know, we already had tickets sold, and we said, we're still going to put on a great show, and we've got some special guests coming in, and it's still going to be a wonderful show. We got a couple other musicians that will be new to us. Dan Croninger from Toma and Steve Doyle from the Madison area, along with the rest of my band, you know, Mark Grudenfelder, Walter Barger, and Dan Smith. And we're looking forward to it. We'll have Leroy Elvis Peterson from Kendall, Wisconsin, who is wonderful at Johnny Cash and Elvis songs. And Aiden Muse is a 13-year-old banjo player from Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. And I'll tell you, when I met him when he was 11, I said, that kid's going to do something great. And here he's 13, and I know his goal is to be on the Grand Ole Opry, and we're blessed to have him with our show this weekend.
Yeah, so you've known him a long time. He's a ripe old age of 13 then.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. Where do you find these people, Maggie?
Well, I happened to meet Aiden, the banjo player, at the Midwest Horse Fair, and he was playing the banjo in the lobby. We ended up singing a song together right then and there, and everybody stopped and looked, and we became Facebook friends, of course, and I knew I was doing these shows, and then when Eric got hurt, we just needed to have something, so we called him, and boy, we already did a show with him, and what a surprise and talent that he is.
And how did you find your Elvis, Johnny Cash guy? That's a pretty good story, too, isn't it?
Well, I was a guest singer at Tor Ennis's Country Christmas Show in Ontario, Wisconsin. And Leroy used to, I met him when he was 13, and I believe he's 27 right now. And so he's been singing with me ever since. And what a blessing. That guy is so talented and just a good kid. I still call him a kid.
Yeah, I hear you. You've put out at least one Christmas release, haven't you?
Yep, I did that, oh gosh, probably back in 2010 or 12 or something like that. But we'll sing some of the songs that are on there. And that thing's still going, so it's still got life.
Right. Well, you had some songs on there that were kind of unique, you know, like Santa Train, and you know, you name drop some of the towns where you grew up and things like that. That's a lot of fun.
Yep. Oh, and I learned a special song. I've Been Everywhere, Man. I learned all those cities in that song for this show. So
wow, that's quite a lot to remember.
It sure is. Yeah.
I just remember there are at least, I think, three Wisconsin towns in there. Do you know what they are?
Yeah, I think Baraboo and Fond du Lac and, let's see.
I think they mentioned, is it Lake Geneva or, I don't remember for sure.
Well, not in my version, I don't think.
I'm sure I've got it wrong.
I think I threw in a song, or a city, I think it was Blanchardville.
Oh.
Just because it happened to fit in where I was singing that time.
Sure. You can improvise that, right?
That's so right.
It's hard to work in Richland Center, though, because that doesn't necessarily
rhyme. It is, all those syllables, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a really nice show. I know you have a lot of loyal fans that come from far and wide to see you, so you're hoping that they stop by Sunday at the auditorium, I'm sure.
Yes, yep. It looks like I looked at the forecast, and it looks like the sun was shining on my phone, so it's got to be shining in the sky then.
Absolutely.
So we're really looking forward to it. And people have been so good to me over the years, following us around. And I just have a really talented band, and I'm just so proud to be doing these shows.
Will you have some music, some CDs available at the show for people?
I will. And I've gone just like Walmart, self-service. So I'll put a sign up and on the table, and I'll have some CDs and some towels, you know, the Maggie Mae Yeehaw towels available. And I trust folks, and that usually works out well.
Great. And you mentioned you'll be doing some yodeling as well, working that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do a little Santa Claus yodel and some cowgirl yodeling.
Great. Yeah, it makes the holidays really special, that's for sure. Music is a large part of a lot of people's holidays, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, the fact that they can get together in a historic theater like that, it brings back memories of yesteryear. And the fact that they have restored that thing and got new seats and the stage is nice, and it just makes for nostalgia, and I love that.
Right. And, you know, as a performer, they tell me that the acoustics are very good. Did you notice that last year when you were here?
I did. It was so good. You cannot flush the toilet while the performance was going on.
Okay, well, that's a word to the wise right there. They tell me the acoustics with the new seats are even better, so you'll have to check that out on Sunday.
Oh, I looked at the pictures on their website, and it looks really beautiful.
Are you going to be playing? You have any shows lined up for the new year, Maggie?
I do. I've cut back quite a bit, but what we've been doing is I do outdoor concerts once a month on our farm down in Blanchardville, and those will start up the very last day of May, on May 31st. And then we'll do those once a month. And I usually put that schedule out on my Facebook page. And we're looking forward to that. And then we'll do just a few little festivals somewhere. And then we'll do our Christmas shows again. And so hopefully we get back to Richland Center next year.
Great. So this weekend, Sunday, it'll be a mix. Be a lot of holiday music. But you'll do some of your old favorites too, right?
Absolutely. We sure will.
Good deal. Anything else you want to add about the show, Maggie?
No, we're just we're excited to be there. And before the show, I love to get out and visit with everybody before the show and as well as after. But before the show is when people have time. So I'll be out there saying hello to everybody.
Look out for the mistletoe, too. You never know. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might get lucky under that mistletoe and get a good old kiss.
Oh, Maggie, it'll be so good to see you. Thanks a lot. And I know your Richland Center and Southwest Wisconsin fans are really looking forward to the show.
I am too. Thank you so much.